Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's weird because it's seven, but it's six.
Yeah.
It's always weird. It's only an hour, but it's discombobulating, isn't it?
Feel off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel a bit off. Well, we can talk about feeling a bit off. That's something that we all know something about.
That'll fill
25 minutes. Talk about what it's like to feel slightly off, not in a cheese way, but in a sort of off kilter. Something's needs to have a little wish wash down below. I just mean in a kind of
that is how I felt about that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Normally we save the curdled bit to when we're talking about
about me, which I don't know why, but yeah, thanks. I'm glad we're all involved now.
Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith.
By the way, I'm wearing my new jumper.
I just noticed it, Maureen.
It's so nice, Maureen.
It's such a lovely jumper. And we saw it on Instagram, and I saw it on Instagram, and I was compelled to message Maureen. Didn't I send you a message?
You sent me a lovely message.
And I said, you look really good in that. In fact, I don't think I even complimented the cardigan. I just said, that's a really beautiful photo of you. And it was.
Yeah, it was a very striking photo.
I was like, wow, look at Maureen.
I
She's on
to
fire.
Selfie.
And I'm not talking about your blow bits. I must mean.
Do you know what, it's weird? I left this jumper for about a year, 2 years. All I had to do was sew up the neckline and do the neckline. And I was like, why don't I just do the neckline? But I found out knitting in front of a kitten is impossible.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Jamie just goes ballistic.
I just imagine there's issues there.
There's needles moving. There's wool moving. She's hanging on to the cardigan. It's a jumper. And I had to put it in the other room. So then I get meow, meow at the door because she's asleep.
And that's hard, isn't it, Maureen, when a little Kit Kat is mewing for your attention. Look at her. Maureen's going to be like, no, it's actually
No, it's not really.
You're fine. Unmoved. Unmoved by her, please.
I've got to finish my party, haven't I? I've got to finish my jumper.
You've got to finish your jumper. And you did. You did. And it was worth it.
It was worth it. I got very nice compliments on Insta for it. So, yeah, I'm really pleased I finished it. Also, I was on holiday and I got through to the semi-finals of British Comedian of the Year.
Oh, good. That would have been very weird if you hadn't, actually. If you hadn't got through, I would have had to write to them personally and gone, sorry, what's going on? Is this some sort of cult? Because that doesn't make sense. I, as you know, and I know Alison agrees with me, think competitions are shit and pointless. Yeah. And absolutely have no bearing on how good you are as a comedian or how talented you are or how big an audience you can have or how successful you'll be, as I am a perfect example of. Never having gotten anywhere in any competition. I want to be clear, that's not the only reason why I think competitions are shit, although that is 99.9% of it. The other 0.1% is that it's so subjective. And also, very rarely are people on these panels judging anyone without some sort of an agenda.
Yes,
or
that's
unconscious
true.
Bias. Or, and I do find,
yeah,
I do find that if you have, well, in my experience, there's just a little bit of a reticence to let women do well at these sort of things.
You know, it's the audience that votes. So,
but
so,
there's a lot of unconscious bias with audiences as well.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Exactly.
But saying that, you know, look, Maureen, you got through.
Yeah.
But the only reason I say that is because I think sometimes, even when we go, well, I don't really care about this competition, there's a little bit of us that's like, wait, what? How? I didn't get through to the final of the... So all I'm going to say is, whatever happens with this competition, don't let that be a barometer of how good you are.
No.
Yeah, just, it's yeah, sometimes these things are a popularity contest.
I'm fucked.
Well, you won't be surprised to hear, Maureen, as was I. As very much was I. Oh. Yeah, let's give the aggro Lezzer a bit more stage time. Turns out that was a negative. But anyway, well done for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did, Jen, when I came back from Austria.
Uh-oh.
I left my winter coat, or one of them, in Vienna. It was so sunny, I never used my coat the whole time I was there.
Oh, dicking dick wanks. Really?
Yeah, my grey designer one. I got into British airspace. I was like, I've left my winter coat. Honestly, it was so warm. We were sitting outside. I was sitting outside in a summer's frock. No cardi, no jacket. I know it was a storm in Britain, but it was so beautiful weather over there. So it's a good job I've bought five, isn't it? Really?
I was going to say, how many do you have? You only have seven now. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I nearly bought another one today and I stopped myself.
I mean, before Alison, she could rotate one a day.
Yeah, now she's got to repeat a day.
And now, unfortunately, she's going to have to wear... Exactly, she's going to have to repeat a day. But do you know what? If you separate them
people may
enough
not
time
notice.
So that there's Monday and then... Thursday or Friday. Do you know what I mean?
Also, I don't go out every day.
It was a quick response on that too. Also.
Also, by the way, if I may interject at this point. Well, Maureen, you went to Vienna, so you had a lovely time.
And Styria. People keep thinking I say Syria, but Styria.
I have to say, but as you said Styria, and I know that you said Styria because you've repeated it, I did hear Syria. I was like, don't go to Syria.
For a holiday.
I mean, yeah, for anything right now.
No, Styria. It's a southern Austria and it's really, really lovely.
Wow. How long were you there for?
We went for a kind of longish weekend. We were in a designer hotel. And you're going to love this, Alison. We're in the middle of nowhere. There's no taxis, nothing. And so I said to my friend, well, I'll just ask one of the staff to give us a lift. She went, I couldn't do that. I went, yeah, but I can. And... We got this really lovely Italian pizza cook who drove us to the station.
I love you, Maureen.
Incredible.
Half an hour. It took him half an hour to get there.
Half an hour. And also, it's an hour round trip for this poor chap. He's not being paid.
No, we gave him 30 euros.
Oh, you gave him 30? Okay, well, at least he got something. He got his petrol money.
Good for you, Maureen. Right? Ask. Ask and then you get. Yeah.
You shall receive.
It's either that or two country buses and a lot of walking, which, you know, me and Mickey was not going to happen.
I'm so proud of you. There would have been a time where you would have been like, all right, get on the bus. It's, you know, I'm glad that you're like, no, let's just pay someone.
This is some real progress here, Maureen. Absolutely. Real progress. Look, Alison is like, that. You've made Alison so happy. When she hears that you get a cab anywhere, Alison will sometimes say to me, well, you know, like, or text me, go, Maureen got a cab. Did you see that? Maureen got a cab.
Yeah.
That's progress.
I had a big talk with Jen. I was like, she's taken a lot more taxis and I'm really proud of her.
Yeah, but often I can charge it against my tax.
Well, of course you can charge it against your tax.
That's the whole point.
Oh, wow. Maureen's just learnt.
Anyway, those are some of the secrets of the trade, everyone.
Any travel expense, you can charge. Anyway, look, I, with the best will in the world, Maureen, don't worry about your tax. I know what your tax bill is. You don't have to worry too much about it.
Okay, so what have you two been up to?
Well, Alison and I spent some time together in Ireland. And we had a lovely time in Ireland, didn't we?
We had a swimming pool. We went swimming.
Ooh. We went swimming in the swimming pool. That is what we did.
It was great. And we caught it at the right time, right? We caught it at the right time. Because here's the thing. People checking into the hotel, it gets busy. And you know what? And we were like right after lunch, we were in there. And there was like maybe a couple people, one little swimming lesson going on. Oh, it was almost like having our own pool for a while.
Yeah. Ooh. And we saunaed it.
We did have a sauna.
Oh. And we cold showered it.
We did the cold shower.
Wow. We did everything.
Yeah.
So when we came out, we were buzzing.
Yeah.
We were buzzing.
It was, that was a really, that was absolutely lovely. And then torrential rain started in Ireland, particularly in Cork. Jen, where was it you were going on a little holiday with your family?
So I went to Cork.
Yeah. yeah, everyone. Torrential. How was it?
But it was absolutely glorious. I mean, the weather was, we had, God, how long did we go for? I think like it was just under a week.
Yeah, yeah. A little under, yeah.
So I think we had, I don't know. We had one day of absolute torrential rain. But other than that, it mainly rained sort of late afternoon or early morning. So we had the day out. Just if you see what I mean. We had one glorious day where it was really warm. It's actually unseasonably warm. But I loved it. I absolutely, and we stayed in this beautiful house on just near like an estuary that leads down to a beach called Inchidonny Beach, which is also a glorious beach. And it was just a really, because I was saying to Alison, oh God, I just want to go home now.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down to Cork and have to like, and I've got to go and hang around at the airport and then wait for Chloe and the kids, and then I got to hire a car, and then I got to drive to this place. I was like, I just can't be bothered. Had a great time.
Aww.
That bit was annoying, actually. So
sure.
That bit never changed. That was always annoying. But once we got there, I loved it. I loved our little trip down to Cork. I thought it was stunning and very, very peaceful, very rural where we were. So, you know, so there wasn't that much to be doing other than going for long walks and sitting out and looking at the view and reading a book and just everything I wanted from that little holiday. And I recommend it. I can really recommend going to that part of Ireland. It is stunning. I have never been. Have you two been?
No, no, I've only done Galway and like, yeah.
I think Galway, yeah. I've never been to Galway either, but I imagine parts of Galway are quite rural as well and very beautiful.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That coastline, this is sort of the West Atlantic Way. It's bloody stunning, and the light there is. I don't know if it's different to here, but it felt different. Like we I can't explain.
It's probably less polluted, isn't it? I suppose.
Do you know what? I think you're right. I think there's less. Less pollution, definitely, but also less.
Yeah,
and you know, artificial light pollution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the sky was. Absolutely, the stars were like. I thought someone
switched the lights on.
Hallucinogens. Yeah, I know. I've got to show some. I'm not going to do it now because it'll bore you shitless. But there was a picture that I took of the moon, and the moon looked like the sun. I mean, it was so bright on the sea. Anyway, I'm not going to bore you, but we had a lovely time, and I will definitely go back at some point. I don't know when, but I would love to go back. So, I actually, for the first time this year. I feel rested.
Yay. Well,
that's good. Amazing.
That's exactly what you needed, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, sometimes you go on a holiday and you put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you don't really, or you think, oh, this holiday is going to, it's got to be this. Because I went with sort of no expectations. I was like, oh, let's just have a lie down and do my best. I had an absolute, and even Chloe was like, this might be one of the best holidays we've ever had as a family. And I was like, God, she's actually said something positive about something I've done. And it was that actually just was a little cherry on the cake of the holiday.
That's so nice.
So look at me leading with positivity into
you are
this episode of the show. It's
out of balance, really. It's out of kilter.
It's out of balance, actually. It's out of kilter.
I was going to be like, do I have to get angry about something now?
Yeah, Alison, you have to be pissed off about something.
Oh, God. All right.
I have to find something, Alison. Oh, Alison, we found a couple of things that annoyed us when we were away, surely. Because we yabbered on about ages. We had a good old whinge, didn't we?
We did have a whinge.
What was one of the things that we were irritated about? We'll find it. We'll think of it.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah.
We'll get there. Maybe we'll bring it up at the end.
I'll try. While we're going throughout the show, I'll try to think of something that's really pissed me off.
But anyway, we've all had a week, and that's all that matters. But it's now time to turn to the younger of Maureen Kind, who's wearing what can only be described as a dynamic, gorgeous red ruby jumper. Mm-hmm. And she has done something absolutely banana batshit bonkers. Let's find out what it is. Maureen Younger.
I messaged Jen, I have just put olive oil in my eyes. And I was like, sitting there going, why is it so blurred?
I mean, you can't make this shit up, can you?
It was fine in the end, but I wouldn't recommend it.
No,
you wouldn't recommend it, Maureen.
So this is basically two Be More Maureens for the price of one. So,
Uh-oh.
We're going to this party in Styria, not Syria. And
wow, it's happened. This is a recent one.
Yeah. And the party's in the middle, like the nearest station is a station called Hartberg, and it's difficult, you know, without taxis and everything. So no real taxis around there. So we were like, my friend Alois went, I'll come and pick you up. So we agreed this ages ago. And then I sent him, because I'm a master of planning, I sent him a photo of the plan of the route and what time we get to Hartberg. We got there and he wasn't there, which was a bit odd. And then like 20 minutes later, he still wasn't there. And I wasn't getting roaming for some reason on my phone. So then we phoned him up and I'd basically sent a photo. But what I'd sent was I didn't put the bit with Hartberg on it. It just went to the final destination, which is Fehring, which is miles and miles and miles and miles and miles away from the...
Oh, no.
So he was like, why are they going to Fehring? Because there's no way he could drive there from where we were. And so he thought we were doing something else. And so we had to wait for another half an hour for him to come and pick us up. Then he took us to the hotel, which was half an hour away. Then he had to wait 20 minutes for me to get changed so he could take me to the party. And then we were getting out of the car. Bear in mind, so he was at the party, so he's been away for an hour and a half. So we'll jump out of the car.
He left the party to come and get you.
Right, and I've overdressed, right? It's all Austria. We're the only non-Austrians. So there's a lot of people in dirndls, which is like the kind of national dress of Austria. And, you know, I'm
Why
in this...
Why is everyone in dirndls?
Because it's an evening out. So that's, you know, that's what they wear. And
okay.
So I'm there in that black lace dress that I wore in Berlin with the black jacket, high heel shoes, fishnet tights. Only one in fishnet tights. But, of course, I've got that bag with the links on it.
I know this.
He goes, jump out the car. And I said, I can't jump out the car because the handbag's attached to my lower leg. And
we've been through this before, Maureen.
I know. So basically, I'm trying to get, and it's quite a few links. So I'm trying to get the threads out the links. And he's going, just pull it, Maureen, just pull it. So I'm like, in the end, because it's so many links, I pull it. Unfortunately, I moved my hand to the left. It's now attached to my other leg.
Oh, my God.
I still can't get out the car. And he's going, just pull it. And everybody's watching because we're kind of stood in the... We're kind of parked in the middle of it. Anyway, in the car park, and I'm not getting out. Anyway, I pull it. And then the thing is, I talked to Jen. And Jen said, why do you use that handbag and with your fishnet tights? I said, because it's a good look. And Jen went, is it though, Maureen? Is it?
One day it's going to be ripped tight.
I just said to Maureen, look. Here's what you've got to do. Don't have that bag when you wear those tights, because it...
But it goes with the dress.
And Rory went, but it's such a good look. And I went, is it? Is it a good look to have your bag attached to your fishnets every 20 to 25 minutes? Yeah, I mean, look, Maureen, it's a great bag.
It's just this
And
is
it
happening.
Really goes with the dress. It really
I
goes
mean,
with the dress.
I mean, it does. I don't know that it's worth what... It creates. I don't know if it's worth that. But all I can say is I don't. In fact, I don't have anything to say, because I know you're going to wear that bloody dress with that bag with those bloody fishnets again. And there's nothing I can say to stop you. Is there?
No, not really.
No.
Exactly. Yeah.
So look out for Be More Maureen part three with the fishnets. Let's see what else she can attach it to. The fishnets.
At least look, when you were there, your head was by my crutch. I didn't ask Alois to do that because I, you know. Well, for starters, his wife was standing outside the car.
Can you imagine if my head was down by your crotch saying, pull it, just pull it, Maureen, just pull it. What the hell's going on with these two women?
We were in Brighton.
It'd be worse if your head was down and Alois was in the car next to you. And he was shouting, pull it, Maureen! That would have been quite something to behold. Maureen, I can't believe... Well, he's a good friend, isn't he?
He's a really good friend, Alois.
Alois is a really good friend that Maureen has known for many, many years.
He had to go back and get Mickey because Mickey didn't want to come the same time as I did.
Are you joking? So he was gone for 3 hours?
No, because our hotel was quite near the venue, but he had to go back and get Mickey. And then he drove us home, so he couldn't really drink all night because he drove us back at the end of the party.
Oh, that wow. is a really good friend.
Fuck me.
He's a really
said,
good friend.
Get yourselves a bloody taxi.
There are no taxis.
I'd be like, sorry, but Piers, I'm pissed driving.
I'm sorry. What's his name again? How do I say it correctly? Alois?
Alois. Yeah,
forget
a nice
taxi.
Guy.
Get yourself an Alois, everyone. That's what I say.
Yeah,
like,
we all need an Alois. Wow. I don't think I've got that. Have you got one?
It's a very Austrian name, to be fair. Alois.
It's a great name.
I mean, it's less about the name and more about what he's providing in terms of his friendship, Maureen. But I love that you zoned in on the name.
The name.
I think when Alison was saying get an Alois, I don't think she meant find a person called Alois. Don't worry about it. It could be a psychopath.
I meant like a driver. I meant like
as long as he's called Alois, that'll do. I think we were talking about. Anyway,
yeah, he's a really good mate. I've known him for years and years and years.
Great. Well, I mean,
shout out to Alois. If anyone needs a ride out, and
shout out to Alois indeed. Maureen, that was another banger. Two in a row. Can't wait to hear what next week's is going to be.
A genuine repeat, though, of one. That's what I love, too, that it that it actually happened again. And it will happen again in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this repeat was almost like a tag on to... We had a Beam or Maureen, and this was just a little tag on the end, which ended up becoming a secondary Beam or Maureen, of one that we, or all the WTB listeners who have listened all the way through, will go, oh, that reminds me of the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love? In 6 months, she's just going to be able to be like, what's the Be More fish tights. And we'll be like, yeah, oh, the handbag. All right. Yeah, go on.
The Be More Maureen moments will be like 30 seconds. It'll be like fish oil in eyes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Done that one. Or was it olive oil, not fish oil?
Olive oil.
Imagine cod liver oil in your eyes. I don't know why. I'm just making it up. Maureen, thank you very much for your Be More Maureen moment. I'd forgotten, as always, that you'd even told me about that. I hear them and now I don't really hear them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever.
Brilliant. Okay, let's look back to Alison June Smith, our resident agony aunt, and she's got all the answers to all of your questions because it's time to ask Alison.
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice.
Cause I ain't using it. No.
Take my advice. I ain't using it.
Dynamite. Thank you so much. People, again, thank you. More people are writing in than ever before, and I'm very grateful. Thank you. This is a great one. I'm delighted to be able to talk about this. I think there will be a lot of people that can relate to this. Shout out, I'm not a therapist, everyone. I am not a professional anything. So take a bit of advice or just like some feedback. I'm not professionally trained in any way, shape, or form. Okay, here's a great one. So here we go. First of all, I'm going to read our little positive little feedback because we need to hear it now and again, ladies. So I'm reading it. First of all, thank you for such a brilliant podcast. I'm from but live in Paris, and I am so loving my Friday dose of British humor and good company. You're welcome, and thank you for saying that you are enjoying us. Thank you. I was wondering if I could ask Alison some advice. I'm an interior designer, and I have been on maternity leave for 1 year. I previously worked for an architectural firm, but decided not to go back in order to work independently and from home. Trouble is, I'm struggling to set aside time to look for clients, be active on Instagram, because there's so much to do around the house, so much laundry, cleaning, cooking, tidying up, etc. To give you a bit of context, my maternity leave wasn't supposed to be so long, but baby rearing was more difficult than I anticipated. Yeah, you're allowed that, P.S. I just want to stop right there. Yeah. My husband works long hours and earns good money as a video editor, and so it naturally fell to me to stay at home, and I'm more than happy to do so. Our daughter has been going to a daycare center. Oh, this is so great in France. Part-time. It's called Creche in French, and it has a really good reputation. The children eat 3-course meals prepared by a house chef. Anyway, it's a dream. They even have a cheese course. How French is that? I love that children are getting a cheese board. I'm excited for these children, and I think we should lobby for that everywhere in the world. But between the bouts of winter viruses, stomach bugs, and routine doctor's appointments during the baby's first year, she was very often at home, and I barely had any time for anything else. This September, she'll be going to creche full time. I'm so excited for you, Mama. I'm going to try and squash all the housework and batch cooking in on a Monday and then work for the rest of the week. But where do I begin? I feel under pressure to get back to normal and earn money now that our savings have run dry. But I also feel like I've lost my professional mojo. Please help. Any advice would be really appreciated. Look, first, out of the gate, there is no normal and there will never be a normal. So don't start thinking. Normals change. Everything changes. Okay? So getting back to normal, it's going to be getting back to something different. And that's great. And that's okay. So there's no normal. Don't be looking back to what your life was before. Okay? Don't compare and feel like you got to make it fit into that. Things are changing. Okay? So there is no normal. I also want you to think, since you become a mom, I think sometimes, and I'm not a mom, I don't know, but sometimes I think parents and moms, especially when you're at home for a while, you forget the talents that you've acquired being at home and being a mom. Okay? You're generally more empathetic, mature, relatable, present at work, and motivated. Okay, these are things that being a mom, I think, gives you a little bit of an advantage. I have watched some of my girlfriends after they have babies. They're some of the best fucking comics I've ever seen because they just step up their game. They step up their game. So you are developing skills right now, okay? You have. So don't forget that before you even start looking into this. I know you feel overwhelmed. You don't know where to start. But this is why it's a good time to slow it down and really take a step back. I mean, think about focusing on your purpose, not your duties, okay? What is it you want to be doing? You have the time right now to figure out what it is, what your purpose is. Not getting a job and making money. I don't know. What's going to drive you? What's going to fuel you? Redefine your priorities and let them guide you in a way, right? I know some people who sometimes talk to a life coach to help them figure out what you know, they're really looking for or, you know, that sort of thing. That might do. I'm not saying all life coaches are the greatest, but sometimes we need to realign what it is we really do want to be pursuing before we start to pursue. Stop feeling guilty. I also want you to take this time right now, and even when she goes to creche full time, before you dive into building a business, can you dive into building yourself right now? Like, just do some things for you. Get a regular maybe exercise plan going. Do a couple, read a chapter of a book a day. I want you to do some things to fulfill you before you throw yourself into this world, because you're also designing the life that you want. So I want you to be doing things that are good for you the whole time. Listen to some podcasts maybe that are about things in the workforce you want to get back into. Interior design podcasts, right? That's a nice way to ease into things. Why do I think it's important for you to do things for yourself? Again, it's just you're developing your own life, and I just don't want you to forget you in this pursuing of getting into a business. Invest in some friends. Also, you said you used to work in an interior firm. Do you have some friends from there? Can you start to reconnect with people that are in that world that can just reintroduce you and get you comfortable again thinking about that sort of thing? Even just being with adults for long periods of time is really important at this point, because you've been with a child a lot of the time. Just being around adults is fucking helping, I think, right now. So connect with friends. Look for people. Do you have a mentor? Is there somebody that you knew in the industry that you really looked up to? I mean, maybe it's time to start to court a mentor. Sometimes that's a nice way to get a little inspiration. Network. I think networking is a really good thing. There was one in London called Nicer Tuesdays. It's like a monthly thing. You can go listen to speakers. There's dinners. I'm sure there's things like that in Paris where you could start to think again. Maybe just some motivational business speakers, just again to get into the mindset of things rather than feeling you have to conquer it all at once. Form the picture of what you want. Remind yourself that you are great and you are talented. And do this every day, because being self-employed, you're going to have to do this all the time. So whatever you go into in your life, just get used to praising yourself right now, because interior design, as you know, doing anything, as we all know, look, you got to pat yourself on the back. So get in the habit of doing that right now. Celebrate all the small steps that you make towards achieving this. Okay, small steps. Don't do it all. It can't all happen at once. Small little steps. Praise yourself. And I think, like, that's kind of all the advice I got initially when I was thinking about your situation. But I'm excited for you. And I know you're just on the verge of having a whole new exciting beginning to something. So don't label it. Don't put pressure on yourself. You're doing great.
And yeah. I would like to add, check out behavioral activization, because that's quite a good way of structuring your week.
Yeah.
And just not putting too much pressure on yourself and just saying, I'll do one thing this afternoon, or I'll do one thing tomorrow morning. So yeah, check that out. That would be my.
Yeah.
And where's that, Maureen? Is that on a website?
I put a link on
last week's
media.
Episode.
Yeah. So, but I can put a link back up. The episode before, but I'll put a link back up anyway.
We'll see if we can put something in the show notes of this particular episode. So hopefully, if you look in the show notes, you'll be able to see that link that Maureen's talking about. Alison, thank you very much for your advice.
Yeah.
So it's, I think we just, as women, we're constantly putting too much pressure on ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing we've got to stop doing is trying to be the best at everything. You know, like you're a mum, you're doing what you can, you're working, you just got to take it day by day.
Yeah.
And I do think that Maureen's right. It's eventually you're going to find a way to figuring out what your schedule is and how to manage yourself and manage your time.
Yeah.
But you have to forget about who you were before the children or before your child was born, and find a way to navigate who you are now with this job, and also now living in a different country. And I imagine you don't have the same support network. Finding out who your support network is, and giving yourself some space. I think what you said, Alison, about putting some energy into yourself, maybe getting a workout, you know, some sort of regular exercise routine or something that is for you. That's so important, because otherwise everything you're doing is for somebody else. And you've got to, you know what they say, you got to pull down the oxygen mask first.
Yeah, oxygen mask first.
You know, often, and this is a gross generalization, I understand that, but I think, you know, on the whole, that this sort of kind of stands, that, you know, as the mother, as the wife, as the woman in the...
Yeah.
family, you're probably the linchpin. You're the one that's got all the mental load. You're the one that's managing everybody, looking after everybody, as well as having to look after yourself. So do prioritize yourself, and then you'll be much better at managing everybody else and everything else, including your job.
Yeah.
But it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But I know, you know, she knows kind of what she, but I just, you know, we can't plan everything, and small steps, but just every step is towards that thing that you want. So you're building your vision right now is what you're doing, sister, and figuring out exactly what it is you want to pursue. And
exactly.
It's exciting.
And there's no stopwatch. You don't have to do it within a certain amount of time.
No.
Take your time. And then if you take your time and you figure out exactly what it is that you want, then, you know, it'll be easier to get there.
Better foundation is a stronger building. That's all I'm saying. You take the beginning and take more time, you'll do better later on. Yeah.
We're coming out with all the analogies, all the metaphors.
I'm building that. Yeah. I like that. I built that analogy. That's fun. Yeah.
Well done.
Also, Jen, side note, this listener bought your book and loved it, has read The Other Mother.
Thank you so much. Available at all. It's not all bookshops. In fact, a lot of bookshops don't have it, but it is available if you order it. It's available. So do... have a read of that.
And that's not the only book you can get out of WTB. You can also get
Prisms of My Life by Maureen Younger, which is available wherever Bezos has a website.
So everywhere.
I couldn't tell you where that is, but apparently he has one. I'm not even sure I know who this bloke is. Anyway, Alison, thank you very much for your wonderful advices once again. WTB listeners, just a little note to say, please do pre-order my special, The Optimist, which is out, it's coming out on the 21st of November. You can pre-order it now. It will also come with an audio version of my previous show, Underprivileged. It's through 800-pound Gorilla, and you can get it and find out all the information in the show notes or on my website or on my Instagram or on my Facebook.
Hey, UK WTB listeners, I am so excited as I am going on my very first UK tour. Take a look at my website and see when my show, Little Smith Sunshine, might be coming to you, starting in January, February, and I'm sure I'm going to add more dates. Speaking of which, if you want me to come to you, let me know where you think I should perform next. You could get tickets at my website, www.alisonjunesmith.com, and that will be in the show notes as well. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to meet you all.
Hi, WTB listeners. I don't have a special coming out, and I'm not going on tour, at least not for the moment, due to popular demand. But I do have a book, and it's Christmas, so come on, what more could you want? It's called Prisons of My Life. It's the main character in a lot of the short stories is somebody called M. God knows who she could be. Just my vivid imagination at play again. And you can get it via Amazon. Link will be in the show notes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Sorry, Alison, I'm distracted by the fact that Maureen appears to be drinking double cream.
I'm not drinking double
cream. What are you drinking?
It's a cafe latte.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, Alison, let's be honest. It wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that Maureen is chugging on some double cream. Let's just turn our heads to one side or wherever our televisual area is and talk about what we have seen and what we have enjoyed and what we would like to impart.
Well, I have watched the first two episodes of Bodies on Netflix.
Oh, well, we've got some.
Have you watched it?
Yeah. Go on, let's see what you have to say.
I've watched the first two and then I kind of lost interest by the third one and I was on my phone, so I didn't watch it anymore. But I have to say, it's very well done. It's very well acted. It's very well produced. I have no idea what's going on. Absolutely no idea.
I'm episode 7 and wow. I don't know.
Oh, I was hoping by episode 3 or 4, I know. If for those of you who don't know, there's a body that is found in a street in Whitechapel, first in the present day, then during the Second World War, then in the 1860s, and then in 2053. And it's same body in the same street. And they're found first by Asian policewoman, and then in the 40s by a Jewish detective, and then in the 1860s by a guy who I presume...
1890s. Sorry.
Was it 1890s?
But I will be.
In the 19th century, by a detective who I'm guessing is a repressed homosexual. By episode 2, it's not clear, but I think it's not there.
No spoilers.
If I can pick up on it, it's not subtle. Let's put it that way. And then in 2053, by a woman who I think was disabled, but now she can walk. So they're obviously very diverse people, find this body, and it looks like there's some kind of society which is underground society, which is getting people to do things, and they've got no choice, and whatever they say, it will happen. Anyways, that's my take on it.
Yeah, I'm further down the line, so
You know what's going on.
I know a little bit more, which I won't talk about because it's you can't, because it will be a massive spoiler and they'd be absolutely pointless to watch it. Look, I don't quite know what to say about this series.
You have a pained face.
It's really popular. It's like number one everywhere on Netflix.
I mean, it's one of those series where I feel like the writers have gone, let's really fucking mess with their heads so they don't know what's going on.
They've succeeded.
Fact, let's do it. I mean, I'm not convinced they know what's going on. But Chloe absolutely is tapped out very early on. I think by episode three, she was like, I do not want to watch this anymore. I don't enjoy it. I don't care what happens. It's too complicated and I don't want to bother. Anyway, we got through to episode seven. And this is how much Chloe doesn't like the show. There's only one episode left and she went, don't you dare play that episode. Because I don't want to watch it. I went, surely you want to know what happens at the end. She went, I don't know what's happening now. So what happens at the end doesn't matter to me because I've got no idea what's happening. So I thought, okay, so I have to watch that episode on my own. But it's got some absolutely great actors, hasn't it?
Oh, it's got great. The acting is great. Yeah, it got Stephen Graham.
I love Stephen Graham. Just to say, I love Stephen Graham. I need to make that very clear. I'm not convinced by the casting of him in this, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen enough of him to say that.
I think it's very odd casting. I don't know why I think that, because this character could be anybody. Doesn't have, I don't think there's a specific casting needed for this particular part that he's playing. But it did rankle with me a bit, and I don't know why. And that's probably because I've decided that Stephen Graham can only play particular characters, and that's my bad. and casting directors have said, no, he has more breadth and more width and more girth as an actor.
Girth!
Is that the wrong adjective?
Because you know him better than most.
Stephen, if you're listening.
Well, I believe your acting has
girth. Doubtful.
It's just a rumour. But I don't want to talk. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that any further. But, you know, he's a fantastic actor and he does a great job. And there's, anyway, stop talking.
Yeah.
But it's so convoluted. If you have the patience to stay with it, it does start to make sense by episode six. Straight seven.
I don't know.
I know, but that's my point, Alison. You're like 6 hours in. You're like, come on, give me something that I can like get my head around.
I was going through Twitter looking at some of the things, and they did a little meme with somebody looking really pissed off, and they go, when they introduce it, yet another time period, because like you think there's three, and then suddenly they do 2053, and you're like, oh my god, not another one.
Oh, I agree. It's like for when it went forward to 2053, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I've already got three time things that I'm having to get my head around, and now I have a fourth one. And it also needs to be said, and this is not a spoiler because you'll see it, it's the same body.
Yes, same body.
It's the same person.
Every single time.
The same body with the same injury in the same position.
In the same street.
In the same street.
Okay, yeah.
So just to give you a little bit of context. Anyway, watch it. Don't watch it. Who cares? I mean, do you. I can't possibly recommend it, but I can't say it's terrible either. It's one of those shows that if this is up your street, some sort of weird sci-fi thing where you don't know what's going on and you don't care what's going on because you're just really embroiled in the storyline, then this is a show for you. If you watch something and you're like, I would like to know what is happening and why I'm watching this, don't watch this show. This might not be the show for you. Either way, the production values are absolutely
great.
Fantastic.
The acting's brilliant.
The acting is brilliant. The storyline, I mean, who could be bothered to write such a convoluted storyline? Congratulations to the writer and the creator of the show. It's a completely subjective thing whether or not you want to enjoy, whether or not you'll enjoy it. And I couldn't possibly say. Take a chance. Why not? Maureen, will you be going on to episode four?
Well, I haven't got Netflix anymore, so I'll have to do it when I'm staying at yours.
Oh, has my Netflix account kicked you out finally?
Yes.
Yeah, it has. Okay.
They gotcha. They got you.
I said to Maureen, it's really weird. They haven't kicked you out yet.
Yeah, they hadn't kicked me out for ages. And then I got...
And then they went, hang on a second.
You're one of those.
She's always in. Let's just check. She seems to be always in North London. hang on a minute. Anyway.
Yeah, so I'm finally Netflix free.
You're Netflix
free. Netflix free?
Netflix free.
Oh, well, we'll sort something out, Maureen. I'll give you my account details. That's usually what happens. Alison, what about... We've only recommended one show, Maureen.
Between fine. The two of us. But to be fair, it's a very convoluted show, so, you know...
It took two people
It did need two people to explain
it. To describe
it.
Nothing. It took two people.
I like the fact you're five more episodes in and you're none the wiser, really.
I'm only literally one episode before the end. It's a limited series, so it should all come together. And I'm still like, oh, I don't know what's going on. To be fair, I've got a better idea. Anyway, okay. Alison...
Yes.
Horror. Let's talk about it.
We were talking about getting work mojo back, and I was thinking about being in the workplace, and, you know, I was thinking about just work stuff, and I was like, okay, so what are some work horror movies? And I forgot about this one, a British horror classic, in my opinion. 2006, the movie Severance. Did you ever see the movie Severance?
Yes.
It is a horror comedy, okay? So it's about, okay, a weekend in the mountains goes horribly wrong for the sales team of a multinational weapons company when they become the victims of crazed killers who will stop at nothing to see them dead. We've got a little Danny Dyer in here, everyone. We got a little Danny Dyer going here. We got Laura Harris, Toby Stevens.
I remember watching this a long, long time ago.
Yeah. It's very funny because they show up. It's this work retreat and they think it's all part of the retreat. Like they think everything and they are being picked off one by one by a group that is trying to kill them. But they don't realize it. It's really funny, guys. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I watched it on TV. I definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Rent it. And when I saw it, we weren't streaming anything. That didn't exist. So I can only imagine I saw it on telly at some point. But
Yeah,
I was entertained by it.
When I mentioned it to Danny, he was like, that's a hell of a film. Hell of a film is what my boyfriend said. So I'm giving it a hell of a film from Danny. And I agree. I remember watching this and really getting a kick out of it. So it's one of those horror movies that's funny, everyone. We all enjoy it.
It's got Tim McInerney. And people will know about Tim McInerney, and he's in it as well as.
Is he a baddie?
I can't remember.
He always plays a baddie. I watch this normally, doesn't he?
Oh, he's kind of like the office like manager guy. So yeah, kind of a baddie, kind of the yeah.
He always plays a snide upper middle class baddie, doesn't he? Often,
darling, yep. Captain.
Oh yeah,
darling.
He was darling.
It's great
in Blackadder.
Alison, that's a good recommendation.
Yeah,
I might watch it again.
That's unusual, Alison.
I, do you know what? I was like, someone said to me, because we talked about Heathers. When did we talk about Heathers on there?
And I just love Heathers.
Okay, somebody said, you and Alison recommended Heathers, and I watched it and I absolutely loved it. And I went, oh, great. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And then they started talking to me about the plot, and I went, oh, I don't remember the plot.
You don't remember what it is.
I realised I don't actually remember anything about it. I just remember I watched it, really enjoyed it. And anyway.
It's great. Yeah, it's a great film.
Thank you very much for your horror recommendation, Alison. That's a banger. Yeah. Anything with Danny Dyer in, it's going to be funny whether it's deliberate
great.
Or not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm in.
That was a bit mean. Danny Dyer's a lovely chap. Yeah. Alison, thank you very much for your horror recommendation.
You're welcome.
But again, it's every week we have to do this. There is a woman. She has a corner. Somebody's put their thumb in it. They've pulled out.
I don't think they have. I'd remember that.
And it's attached to her fishnet. Of course, it's the corner time that is often cultural, but sometimes just batshit.
Okay, guys. Well, I thought this week's cultural corner would be Vienna, because I was in Vienna. And if you like culture, if you like art, Vienna is one of the best places to go to. And it's also quite compact. It's quite easy to get round. There's very good travel and it's quite cheap and cheerful. And basically, there's an inner circular road called the Ring. And a lot of the main buildings are just around that ring. So it's really, really easy to get through. So you start off at the Karlskirche, which I think I was with Jen. which is, it's slightly off the ring. It's an amazing Baroque church. And what's interesting about it is that I didn't realise until I went there that the paintings on the roofs in these churches, they were painted out of perspective. So they look in perspective down at the bottom. And you can go up and you can... And I find that amazing that people can paint out of perspective in such a way.
How would you know? I mean, like, because of the distance of the...
Yeah, because of the distance. So,
but
it's got to be out of perspective.
You'd have to be a mathematician or something.
I don't know. I find that amazing. So when you can go up, or you used to be able to go up, and you can see the paintings, and they do look out of sync. And then when you look at down below, they're in perspective.
Wow.
I think that's... Yeah. it's a really, really interesting. There's the Opera House, which is one of the greatest opera houses in Europe. There's the Hofburg, which is the palace of the palace of the God, I've forgotten who the emperor.
Queen.
Emperor. And there's Heldenplatz, which is the Hero Square, and I find it really Austrian. It's very famous. You often see films when Hitler was in Heldenplatz, you know, waving and all big crowds. But it's called Hero Square, and it's very Austrian in the fact that there's only two statues of heroes in there, and one of them isn't even Austrian. I think he's French. Do you know, if that'd be Britain, there'd be loads and loads and loads of heroes. But you can go in there, and last time I was there, they kind of dedicated it to Sissi, who was an empress, and she was like the Princess Diana of Austria.
Yeah,
very beautiful.
Thing going on when we went, there was something going on in a palace there, and it was something to do with her. And and there was massive queues, and we couldn't get in, and you were like, oh, don't.
Don't bother, because they kind of she died tragically. She hated the royal family. She fell out with, you know, she's like a Princess Diana figure, very, very popular. And they had when I was there last, they were reciting her poetry in German, and it was one of the few times I wished I couldn't speak German. So
why? Because it was just so bad.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And but then you also, if you've got the one of the greatest art museums of the world, Kunsthistorisches Museum. If you like Bruegel, there's a lot of Bruegel there. Opposite, you've got the National History Museum, and at the back, you've got Mommack, you've got all the stuff. We were there, Jen, Klimt and Sheila.
Yeah, that was great. Really fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic museum. And also, there's a really nice but expensive cocktail bar on the top, not that too far away.
We didn't go to that.
No, I didn't know about it. Mickey knows about it. That's how I found out about it. Then there's Kederstrasse, which is by the opera, which is the main shopping street. And off that is the Albertina Museum, which I really like. It's very small in comparison, and it's got a lot of artwork and also some rooms, you know, rooms from the palace and stuff. So that's quite nice. There's the Stephansdom, which is the main cathedral, which is also quite interesting. Not by the ring, but a bit further along on the tube is the Schönbrunn, which is Austria's answer to Versailles. So it's a really summer. It's a lovely summer palace. It's got the most rooms I think you can visit in a palace in Europe. It's got a zoo, I think one of the oldest zoos in Europe, and you can get a little train, which is what I did because I'm lazy, and it takes you all around the park. It's got a palm house as well, so that's really worth a visit. On Fridays you can visit you can go and see the Third Man at the Burkino, which is what we did.
Which is what we did, yes.
And let me just see. And other things you can do: day trip to Melk. Melk has got this Baroque monastery, which is absolutely amazing. It is on top of a hill, though, and it was a bit upsetting because we were being overtaken by OAPs as we went up.
It's not a race, Maureen, don't worry.
But it is.
Just get to the top.
Honestly, it's unbelievable, Melk. It is so gorgeous. And then also you can do boat trips up in the summer to the Wachau, and that is just gorgeous. And it's also, Alison, you'll appreciate this, it's a place of where coffee and eating cake is an art form.
Oh, I do appreciate that, because I believe it is an art form.
And there's lots and lots of lovely coffee houses: Harveke, Café Central, Landmann, Sperl, Demel, Schwarzenberg, Café Museum, Don Meyer, where Strasbourg performed, I believe. And the only true thing is, never ask for a coffee. You've got to ask for a specific type of coffee.
Like what you want, like exactly.
Like a like a mélange, which is kind of a milky coffee. Or Anspenner, which is like, with cream on the top and stuff like that.
You can get black coffees for those people that don't want to have like a knickerbocker when they order a coffee.
What would you have to call a black coffee?
Oh, I don't know, because I never drink it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, something for everyone there. but mainly people who like dairy.
Which is good for somebody like me who's dairy intolerant. But
yes. Let's not talk about what happens when you
like
dairy.
Milk and cream and then...
I've got to take my tablets, or it gets a bit dangerous. But
for me,
for you,
Not for you.
No, for me, because I don't care. Yeah. Honestly.
I just want to keep my eyebrows. Carry on.
But honestly, if you're into music, there's so much music there. Obviously, there's so much art. It's honestly a wonderful place to go for the weekend. Totally recommend.
It is. And I can highly recommend Vienna to go for a weekend. And Maureen is absolutely correct. It's not actually expensive comparatively to going abroad in other parts of Europe. So.
No, you can eat in central Vienna and it won't be that, you know, it won't be tourist prices. It'll be normal prices.
Yes. They have a lot of these restaurants. What are they called?
You get Beisels and you get Heurigers, which is where you can go out and get Heuriger, which is where they serve that year's wine. And you get really nice meals there.
Austrian wine, I also recommend. I'd never really had Austrian wine before, but I can highly recommend it. Again, very cheap.
Very cheap.
I also love.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good wine and cheap wine, I believe, are the perfect Venn diagram. So I'm going actually again for Maureen's 38th in January. So we can talk about that. We can talk about all the coffee that we're drinking with whipped cream. And the various different places which we didn't get a chance to go to on your last 38th, Maureen. So
yes.
I'm excited about this. Anyway, Maureen, thank you very much for your cultural corner. That is a tippity-top recommendation there. Get yourselves to Vienna if you can. Mainly if you live in the UK, because otherwise, why would you? It's too far. What a great cultural corner. Congratulations.
That was excellent. Jen, what the hell has been getting your goat lately?
Don't judge me. Now, you're going to be judging me now, but bloody well wait, okay? This is terrible, isn't it? That's what's got my goat. And do you know who I blame? Society. Well, Alison, I'd still love to know what got your goat, because we had goats that we both had while we were away, and we've both
forgotten them.
Amnesically forgotten them.
Totally forgotten them.
What's wrong with us?
I'm trying to think okay, I got one. I have got one.
Oh, here we
come. I've got one.
Let's do this.
Okay, because we travel so much, I am so sick of people getting up the moment the plane lands. Why can't we go row by row? Why is everyone an asshole? Why does everyone jump
up at once?
Yeah. We can't get our bags.
No.
We can't get out. I'm a jerk if I need to get, like, that really ticks me off. I don't understand. Why isn't a row by row? Why is everyone a maniac?
Alison, this is completely legitimate. And I have I think when we landed in Cork and everybody was like grabbing their bags, I was like, but the doors aren't open.
What do you?
And also, we're row 23. Where do you think you're going?
Yes.
It's like 22 rows in front of us and about 20 rows behind us. Calm down.
Yeah. What do you think? You're going to push your way to the front in one aisle where everyone is? You're not. You're not. Just sit down.
There's the people that that stay sat. These mm-hmm. people I love. They're like, fuck you guys. I'm not in a rush.
I like a stay satter.
We're all going to be at the luggage carousel at the same time.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Chill your boots. And then there's other people that are absolute maniacs. They're elbows out, aren't they? Pa-pow! As they're getting off the plane. That was me doing an elbow, by the way, just for...
Pa-pow!
Alison saw it, but of course nobody else saw it. Maureen didn't see it because she's fucked off.
She's fucked her off. She, I like
Maureen
that she's
has
like...
just left.
Yeah.
We don't know why. We don't know where she's gone. She didn't say where she was going. Maybe she's gone for a flatulent moment. I don't know. She's not here. Anyway, let's move on to my goat.
Yeah.
My goat is this. That was a really good goat.
Thank you.
So mine is going to be much more minor than that goat.
Okay.
In fact, I'm loath to describe it as a goat. In fact, it isn't. It's more of an observation.
Okay.
And an observation that I think we noted together whilst we were away, Alison, you and I had a couple of nights where we went, let's get the Proseccos out.
We did get Proseccos out. Yeah.
We got the Proseccos out.
It was fun.
Belfast. Wow. We got a Prosecco. I can hear Maureen.
Maureen
laughing.
Is laughing with other people in the hallway. I want you.
We're
like,
in the middle of a podcast. This is absolute classic Maureen Younger. Okay, actually, scrap it.
Her bits are done, so she's like, "Hang on, I'm just gonna go."
Can this be my goat? Where's Maureen? Oh, she's back. She's back. Oh my God.
Did you have a nice time laughing with the whoever the fuck it was in your hallway?
What happened?
Somebody from the council came round wanting to know about the woman upstairs for the registration. So I gave him a very potted history of my neighbour.
Okay, that makes sense.
Why could you hear my laughter?
Yes. You sounded like you were having a hell of a good time with whoever you were with.
I've got very good headphones, actually, so that's probably
but
why.
But I closed the door.
Well, you can hear through
it. Well, holy moly, we could still hear it.
It was so funny because they've got the old people there. Anyways, I won't go on about it, but I did give him a potted history. I said, do you need all that information? He went, no.
No. Just to know she's not there would do.
Yeah, yeah, but I felt quite good telling it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like I can do an act out. Here's what has happened. Yeah.
So have you two decided what's got your goat?
Well, I think we've done it, Maureen.
We've finished. It's all.
We've done it. And let's just say you were involved. Anyway, that's the end of this episode.
Somebody rang my doorbell. What was I
too
supposed
late,
to
too
do?
Too late, Maureen. The goat has been done.
Women talking bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTB, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Or you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats. Will that do?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.